Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ben and Noah Show. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
And welcome to the 8th episode of the Ben and Noah Show. Woo! Today, instead of having a guest, we're going to do something a little different. We're getting a little experimental here. What we're going to do, because the point of the show is to, you know, be as transparent about the creative scene and the adjustment from college to post-grad, and just to be as candid about that as possible. And as part of that, we were thinking maybe we should talk about our own experiences, because we have both been here for about 3 months. We're gonna try to be as, you know, transparent as we can about, you know, our experience as much as we feel comfortable with. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, Noah, do you want to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, right now I am... So, you know, just a quick recap on what I've been working up and what I've been up to is, I think in the first episode we've been talking a little bit about ourselves and how things have been for us at that really early stage. In our experience in New York, I think I had just moved into the very place that you're seeing us here, and that was about 2 months ago-ish.
Yeah.
Things have finally settled in much more. I have my own little routine, which is this 9-to-5 job. So I do work as an English teacher, and it's really been getting used to, we're at that stage where, you know, gotten used to the kids already and the workload, but that doesn't mean that the workload has gotten less.
Yeah.
And so with the expectation to continue and continue in this job that's relatively stable, I'd say, like, it's you know what to expect for the day. You're going to be, you know, at this particular time of the day for 5 days a week, or sometimes 6 days a week, I'm going to be occupied. Even though that does bring structure, it does eat up a lot of your time and uses a lot of your energy that is usually would be really necessary for any creative endeavors, any creative output. So I end up coming home every day, 6 p.m. My day starts at 6 a.m. So that the commute and everything, just I come back. Sometimes I'm doing my master's class, and sometimes I'm, you know, working on the grading and things like that. And it ends up being like, I don't really do anything apart from going to work, coming back from work, doing the work that's associated with the work, my job, and then go in a bit and rinse and repeat. Even the weekends, I work on Saturdays. So that means I really only get Sundays and some school holidays. And that can be kind of... It can feel like really draining in a weird way, you know, like draining. I'm fulfilled. This job is something that's like really, I feel a lot of positive emotions with it. It is stressful, of course, but I think that there's another kind of fatigue where it's like I'm not doing something that is different from it. I'm not doing something different.
Yeah.
And it's the same and rinse and repeat, for weeks and weeks and months and months, and then it's just like. I know I'm still real in a really early stage right now, but I can see that happening, like starting to set in already, and it's kind of like you work on autopilot and the days just whiz by. So that's something that me personally, very very grateful for my job, but at the same time, it's making me question a lot of things about like why, what was the point of me moving to New York in the first place? Because I came to New York because I really wanted to. Work. I really wanted to work in the theater industry, and I really, really loved the theater industry. And I was telling some friends, like, I'm gonna watch every single musical on Broadway, every single play on Broadway too. And I've watched like 2 shows, maybe 3.
It's still good,
but which is great. Yeah. It's just not as much as I would expect after living in New York City for like what 3 or 4 months already.
It's not like they give away Broadway tickets. They're very
that's
pricey.
True. They are pricey and everything, yeah. But I was always thinking, imagining, I guess that like the expectation versus the outcome is just so different that, and also I don't see it changing. Like even if I wanted to do more of something, there's no energy left for that. Even like hanging out with friends, it's just like, it makes it a lot more difficult to just find an appropriate time and enough energy too, because I need to be resting, I need to be taking care of my mental health. All that ends up being like, when are you gonna have the time for it and the space for it in your life, which is a little daunting, because it's just like, hey, when am I gonna start actually doing the thing that I want to do,
right.
You know, and you're gonna ask yourself that kind of a lot. So that's where I am right now. What about you, Ben?
Mm. Good segue, Noah. I have to say that, I mean, none of what I've dealt with is something that I was, you know, particularly surprised by. I've been in New York officially for a couple of years, and I knew generally what I was getting into. I wanted to be in the media and entertainment industry straight out of college, and there's a lot of people that I know who you know, have similar opinions and, you know, similar goals. And it is, I'm definitely still in that learning curve period, I will say. I think it's kind of hard not to be right now. You know, I mean, in, you know, late 2025, I mean, the media industry has just dealt with so many different events. AI is one of them, the writer's strike that was a couple of years ago, COVID, tech companies coming in, and the rise of streaming. I could go on and on about that, but the bottom line is to say that the job market is tough. And, you know, one of the things that, as I've sort of navigated that market, and as I've networked, and as I've thought about, you know, where I really see myself, I think about the things that I really love about the media, and the things that I really love about performing, and where I want to be in it. And the truth is, and I don't know if you feel this way, but like I am at like my roots a creative. I'm someone who, when I have a vision, I want to execute on it. Mm-hmm. And the thing about like the bureaucracy that you deal with in the media industry, I fear that, I mean, I still want to get a glimpse of it and to work in it, but I fear that the path is ultimately a place where I am not able to use that vision. Mm. And the vision has, honestly, that is a strength that I have. That's something that I've worked on since I was a kid. It's helped me through some dark times in my life. And, you know, that's something that I always want to make sure that I'm able to use no matter what. And there are some qualities of life for me that are just not negotiable. And that is one of them. And look, this is all something that is being said with little to no experience in the field that I want to work in. I admit that. But at the end of the day, I also know what has led me to where I am, and the journey that I'm on, and the journey that I want to continue being on. And there are qualities that, you know, during a time like this, when there's a lot of confusion, you got to remember what keeps you strong. And as I navigate that, that is definitely a practice that I've had to get back into. But it's a necessary practice, I must say.
Yeah, I think there's something really interesting that you pointed out, that you got into this place in this. We get into these places where we're like, we want to express our creativity. We want to be creative, yeah. And we want to create things.
Yeah.
And the ironic thing about the industry and like the process in creation is that, yeah, you can be a part of that process in the creation, but a lot of the jobs circling and a lot of the things that you can be involved in realistically is like you're near the creation, but you're not actually the creative. You are just a cog in kind of the way that things,
yeah,
go. I've heard some folks talk to me about like they get a job working in a really nice like media company or something, but then they realize that it's just like they're not doing anything creative. They're
yeah,
they're like a process, you know, they're part of the process of it being
right,
creative. And I think that that is something that is very interesting. It's like ironic, you know, all the creatives want to create, but only
yeah,
a select few get to really actually call the shots, if any, even.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know who actually makes things anymore.
Well, I mean,
it's like actually like, you know, I don't know, like
directing.
I guess directing is probably the closest you can get to actual like creation, right?
I mean, look, I mean, it's cliche, but I think it depends how you define it. I mean, on one hand, like the prestigious resources, at least like take film for example, the elite resources, like, you know, your NBCs and your Warner Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the, because of the way that the job market is right now, it is easier to have a say in that. The flip side of that is, you know, we're creators. We make a podcast, we put it on YouTube. Anyone can do it. I mean,
that's
it's
true.
It's called discoverability. So I mean there's sort of like a give and take there. And I mean, I do like that, you know, we have a platform where we can kind of establish creative autonomy. And it's an interesting question when you start getting into like what you do for a living, for a corporation. and what that really entails. It's just something to consider.
I think that's interesting. I didn't think about that in that way. And I think in the state of like how we find ourselves in right now, I mean it's gonna keep changing. Like every few months.
Absolutely.
We're talking.
And it's not gonna be down forever. Like not historically, like downwaves like this eventually go back up. It's just a question of when.
Yeah. I liked the thought of that, you know, with every few months that pass by, it's just like such a interesting thing to look back and reflect on how we've gone, you know, and it's so easy to forget where you came from, so that the world is so fast moving and competitive that it can sometimes be a little stifling and to feel like you're like going nowhere or you're directionless or you're not keeping up with the others. But it's also really, really important to kind of look back and be like, you know what, like I'm running my own race. I'm here right now, and I was back there back then, and I need to appreciate that I made, like, distance at all, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's something that's really important to ground us in this process. And I do think that it's very important that we continue working on these episodes and to continue providing a platform for these artists to come back and to talk more. I think that we've made some really, really great connections.
Oh, 100%.
We've met some really, really cool people these past couple of months, and... it would be it's such a venture that I feel really, really blessed, really lucky to have met some people to be able to work with this team that gives me the space to form these connections, because it's one thing to be like talking about a pipe, like, oh, you know, I think it'd be a really great thing if we did this, but it's nothing to actually do it and to have people willing to, like, first of all, show up to these episodes, second of all, you know, work behind the scenes, work on brainstorming ideas and projects and stuff like that. And I think that that is something that I'm very appreciative of, and for this space that we've created.
It's motivating. I mean, at least that for me individually, I mean, like, we, like, you know, as creatives, I mean, it's important to make sure that you feel like your voice is being heard. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, as like we've done more of these episodes, like, I've kind of seen in action how the word of mouth happens and how the network gets established, and like people are, they, like when they come on, like they get excited, they want to talk about themselves and their creative passions, and like I'm like, you know, we're very much still in grassroots, but I mean it's really fascinating to see the growth and the people who want to contribute their perspectives and the people who want to have their voice heard.
I love that, and we're gonna keep being the Matt and Noah Show. I mean, I think that the space, it doesn't mean that we're looking at like we have to always care about like what's happened outside, but like what matters to us a lot is those little connections we make here, and perhaps the connections that we make to y'all listening in. I think it's really, really important that, you know, that this is a space that is there, and also something that we can call our own. I think that's something that's really cool. It's not like I'm being told to do this because of an assignment. I'm not being told to do this because of my boss.
Yeah, we just
like,
do this because we love it.
Yeah, and I think that that's something a little different when it's just like you literally do not have to do it to like live per se, but we do it to live too in a different way.
Yeah. It's an outlet. That's creativity in a nutshell. It's an outlet. It's you know, artistic expression, and you know, to be able to have that, I mean, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're gonna keep what we're doing, and we're so lucky to have y'all joining us on this journey. So, this is the Ben and Noah Show recap, and that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
Until next time, I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah. Bye bye.